Therapeutic for them.
Yeah, I'd say the vast majority of our calls are not people in crisis. So these are not people that are in an emergency situation, crisis situation, or suicidal. That is, you know, a vast minority of the calls. About 20% of our calls are the people that call regularly, as Sue might have mentioned. So folks that might even have been calling us for many years, we're part of their support system for whatever reason. We're here to listen. We get to know these people, their stories.
And that's okay.
It is.
That you accept that that's part of what people are going to do.
Right. We accept that. You know, that's not going to change, but as Sue might have indicated, we do have some kind of parameters where they get one call per day, and it's usually of a duration of about 10 minutes, because we know from experience that unless they're in a crisis, something's changed. You know, going longer isn't necessarily better for them.
Is there a lot of research around, you know, what you should say, or just things like you just described, or you know, how training should take place so that people do kind of know where to go and where not to go, especially with somebody in crisis? And has there been done kind of, you know, research from, I don't know, some national organization or scholastic research or scholarship?
Right. Well, our contact center is accredited by the American Association of Suicidology. So we are required to kind of cover certain steps in order to maintain that accreditation. So part of it is the length of our training. It's 45 hours long, which is, you know, it's a big time commitment, but we found that at the end of that period, they have the skills and the knowledge, and they know that they'll have continued support to take those calls. So, you know, the hallmark of what you do is, again, kind of the active listening model, where you're being genuine and authentic, present with the caller, focused on the caller. Like, we're not texting or looking at Facebook while we're taking these calls. We're there, and we take this very seriously. If someone comes in and they are in crisis or suicidal, then we do train our volunteers to do an assessment. You know, you mentioned something. Tell me a little bit more about what that means. If somebody throws out an invitation that they could be suicidal, for example, they might say, I'm in so much pain, I can't go on anymore, I just wish it would stop. We are then obligated to ask that tough question. Are you thinking of killing yourself? And we don't sugarcoat it. We don't use euphemisms. Are you thinking of ending your life? Do you want to maybe hurt yourself? You know, we're direct about it so that there can't be any misconception. And I think a lot of times the callers appreciate that candor. We might be the only person that they've ever felt comfortable enough to mention it to. Maybe they've, or maybe they have mentioned it to a family or friend, and they got so worried that the friend or family member was so worried or scared that the person backed off and said, "Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm just feeling a little blue." So we can be real with them, and we can take what they're telling us without, you know, personally feeling upset. And we can help them explore that. Do they have a plan? Do they have a time frame? Do they have a means?
And so you probe those things?
We do.
Specifically, yeah.
We do. To kind of figure out, you know, are they just having ideas? Because research shows that, you know, any person in a given time frame might have these thoughts. But what can be, you know, cause for further exploration is, you know, is this something that they feel that they're going to act upon? Especially something that they're going to act upon in the near future.
Do you find that people will describe a means of doing it, and then that's like an indication that, oh, they've gone a little farther than just going, oh, I'm going to end it, I can't take it anymore?
It can be. So if someone just says, you know, I'm done, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, that's kind of vague. So we want to find out, you know, what else is going on. Sometimes people just say, I want to kill myself, and they don't have a means to do that, or like a method to do that. If someone is very specific and says, I'm going to do it today, I have a gun, it's loaded, I'm going to wait till my spouse or partner leaves and I'm home alone and I'm going to do it. Like that right there, that shows that they have a very specific plan. They have the ability to carry that out. So we take that very seriously.